Aviva Wittenberg Cox is CEO of Gender Consultancy 21st, and she's a long background in leadership, marketing and talent management. One of the principles that she's going to be talking to us about is that gender and diversity doesn't happen with exceptionalism and one woman on a board and many of the ways in which we see it engaged with, particularly in Ireland. It is about at least a 30% engagement of women in decision making. One of the very influential books that she has written is Why Women Mean Business, Understanding the Emergence of Our Next Economic Revolution. And from there, it's gone on to How Women Mean Business. And this is a step-by-step guide to profiting from gender balancing in business. Aviva Wittenberg Cox.
One of the biggest changes of the 20th century was the massive arrival of women into the same economic roles as men for the first time in human history. This is a change that will have consequences. It's something that happened in the 20th century, but is now being felt in the 21st. Really, in the last half century, we have seen women educated and moving into responsibility in huge, unprecedented waves. And this isn't just in Europe, and it's not just a Western phenomenon. So here are a few stats on what women have become. The January 2010 edition of The Economist, signaling that for the first time, the US labor force had gone majority female. 51% of the US labor force is now female. Does your board know this? Europe may not be far behind. The Economist, that quotes, "Forget China, India, and the internet, economic growth is driven by women." Funny, because for much of the 20th century, this topic was in the women's media. But really, in the last 5, maybe 10 years, there's been a complete shift of this gender issue into the mainstream business media. Interesting and topical, and shows just how much of an economic issue it's becoming. The issue here is what I call gender asbestos. That's what we call a systemic preference for men. It's in the walls and the cultures of organizations that haven't quite yet adapted to this 21st century reality of talent. And the three W's are the big discontinuities that companies have to get their minds around. Web, women, and weather. Web, the technological revolution that we're all adapting to all the time, that has speeded up and made global and instantaneous everything from production to financial crises. The massive arrival of women into the labor force, which we thought was going to be just like men, but isn't. When you're trying to make companies gender balanced, it's really useful to try and change the dominant majority. They're the ones that need shifting into the 21st century. They need the management skills they don't currently have to manage the workforce in their company and to manage the customers in their markets. When we start doing that, we'll start remembering that women are not a minority. They are a majority of the educated talent in the world today. And I would suggest, ladies, we are not a diversity. The idea of putting 60% of your talent and 80% of your customers and calling that a diversity element was one of the systemic errors we did quite a number of years ago. We're not part of a diversity program. And any company that keeps gender down there under wraps, under diversity, along with all those other minorities to be managed, has not taken the full measure of the business opportunities. Make sure best practice is geared in results, not in initiatives. That's the difference. Women do need empowerment, but only if it's a subset of a bigger initiative. If all you do are the women's initiatives, you're not changing the big part of the picture that needs evolving. And that's what I'd suggest we're all moving towards in this search for gender bilingualism. It's a better way to be human. Thank you very much.